It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Carrie Richardson. She is the owner of Apple Country on Main Street in downtown Price. And, you know, everybody talks about Black Friday and how it's a big shopping day and everything like that. But then there's one that gets talked about as well, and it's Small Business Saturday. It's always the Saturday after Black Friday. And that's when you should really turn your eye to your local businesses, your small businesses in the area. And you know what? Check out everything that they have to offer. And we brought Carrie in as a small business owner to kind of talk about Small Business Saturday and the kinds of things that they have at her shop, Apple Country. And then we'll talk about, you know, other businesses in the area as well. Carrie, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule today to talk to us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
So let's talk for a moment about Small Business Saturday and what it, as a small business owner, what it really means to you.
Okay. So in general, the Small Business Saturday started about 12 years ago, and it was to help small business owners in small communities just like ours, because for small businesses, we have to compete with the big box stores, and we may not be able to get things, you know, as cheaply or as easily, and so we have to work a little harder for what we have in our businesses. And for us, our business isn't just a business. So for a lot of us, it's an extension of, like, who we are. We put our blood, sweat, and tears into our business. And so it's great to have a day where the communities can come out and just support small business, and that they can give back a little bit to the ones who support them in the community and donate to them and, you know, to their baseball teams, to their cheerleaders, to their auctions and different things, because we're the ones who help out with that.
That's very, very true. When, you know, when things like that, when fundraisers come up, they always go and talk to the small businesses in the area. And the small businesses are more than willing to help when they can. And yes, this is your opportunity to give back to those small businesses that really do a lot for the community. So while we got you here, let's talk for a moment about Apple Country. You have been doing this for quite some time, Carrie. I'm not trying to age you, but I know you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, we're hitting our 19-year anniversary this next April. So we've been doing this a long time, and you know what? We still love it. We still love being in the community, and we still love our business and being able to provide a service to the community and to get to know people. And, you know, when it's not fun anymore, we won't be there, but we still love it, and we love being in Price, and we love being involved, and we love our customers.
And so let's talk for just a moment about kind of some of the things that you'll find when you go into Apple Country.
Oh, wow.
I know that's a difficult question.
It is. It really is, because one of our slogans is a little bit of everything. Or you never know what you're going to find. We have antiques, we have vintage, we have new, we have handmade, we have items from local chocolate shops. We try to buy a lot of treats. We love gourmet treats, and the majority of our treats are made right here in Utah. And we try to keep as much of the things that we do order right here from Utah so that we can also support our state and our community. But yeah, we have vendors with homemade items from all of Price, Carbon County, out into Emory County. And so when you come in and shop at our store, you're buying from people in your community, people that you know and that are your friends.
And I think that the important thing is to let people know that, you know, there are many, many different businesses that offer products and services in downtown, in the downtown district in Price, and even up in Helper as well. So let's talk for a moment. What are your hours going to be? You said you're going to have a Black Friday sale, correct?
Yeah, we'll be having a Black Friday, and we won't be there at 6 a.m., but we will be there at 10, and then we'll be open probably that night until 8 o'clock. And then on Small Business Saturday, we'll be open probably 10 to 8 as well, because they're also doing the Christmas tree regalia downtown. And so we like to support that event and stay open when they're open so that people can come in and have a chance to check out our shop as well.
So go on down and check that out. And the other thing, too, is you're not just the only one that's going to be open these days, right? There are plenty of other businesses downtown that are planning on being open.
Oh, yes. I've talked to several businesses, and there's at least 15 or more businesses that are going to be open on Black Friday, and they will be open for Small Business Saturday, and they will be having specials and deals just like us.
All right. So really the best way to find out who all else is going to be open, check out their Facebook pages, check out their websites, and because their hours may be a little different with the holiday. So best thing to do is just check that out and see who's going to be open and what their hours are going to be. Carrie, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I just want to say, you know what? If you're listening today, you know, take a minute, go to your favorite store on Saturday, buy a coffee at the coffee shop, eat at a local restaurant, and come shop at one of the local stores and support the businesses who support you.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Carrie Richardson at Apple Country, and we're talking about Small Business Saturday coming up this Saturday on the. It's a great day. Get out and enjoy it. And you know what? Shop local and do everything you can for your small businesses. Carrie, once again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.